us today. Is there anything else?
Yes,
yes, sir.
I guess I don't need a microphone. I don't need no mic, man. I don't know how to say this. Last Sabbath, I had a prayer request. I asked the church to pray for my landlords and owners. And you did. But there's something that I'll never forget Pastor Dennis Jawal instilled upon me, for those of you who knew this great man. He said, you watch out for what you pray for. Everything went well according to your prayers, and thank you. But also, the devil reared its evil head yesterday in my house. And some words were exchanged from this demon-possessed individual that should not have been said. And I'll be specific. I thought I was back in Alabama back in the 1960s. Oh, yeah. It got that bad. So I'm going to say, let us pray for peace on earth. And that's all I got to say about that. Thank you.
Anyone else? Sharon? Oh. James?
This past week?
Now.
Now.
James and Mary.
James and who?
Mary.
Mary, quick. Anyone else?
I got a testimony here. About several weeks ago, I asked you to pray for Joni, my daughter. She's a bridge baby. And a C-section.
You know what? You know, we never want this to come just a routine thing. Because the people's lives are on the line with different situations in their life. And so we want, when we say pray for each other, it's not just going to the worship service here. It should be throughout the week. Because you know, we come in here, we're all nice and looking like nothing's happening in our life, that everything's perfect. And as we go back home, some of our lives are falling apart. And so, and the only one that can put the lives back together is God himself. So at this time, if you will, bring your cares and burdens to the throne of grace this morning, so we all can pray together and pray for each other. Kneel as you can. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We don't want this to be any like a routine thing. We come before you with our hearts open, with our minds open to you. We want to invite you, first of all, to our hearts so that we will be open to your voice, not just on the Sabbath, but throughout the week. Heavenly Father, first we want to thank you for protecting us. We want to thank you for bringing us in your house of worship today. You also heard the things of thanks this morning about Joni. We prayed last week, and we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for delivering her, the baby, last week. We want to thank you for protecting her and for giving the family strength, because we know it can only be done by you. We want to thank you for each member on the sound of my voice, that whatever their situation is, that you touch them. Give them what they need, Heavenly Father. If they need strength, provide that spiritual strength that they will know that you will never leave them and never forsake them. Heavenly Father, you heard the concerns of Tony Harvey about his situation at home. Heavenly Father, bring peace to him. But bring peace not only to him, but bring peace to the ones around him. Bring peace to his home. And also bring peace to each and every one of our home, because at times it seems like we're falling apart. But bring that touch of peace that only you can provide for each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, you heard the concerns of James Quick. This morning, his family has a heavy heart. As if when anyone goes to surgery, the results is always unknown. But we know that you can guide the physician's hands, and that you can bring peace to the hearts of his mother and father, James and Mary. Be with him and his family that they will have the peace that only you can provide. Heavenly Father, you also heard the concerns of John Freitas and the concerns for his mother. Heavenly Father, we don't know the specific situation that is for her ailment, but we know that you do. And most importantly, that you can bring healing to the heart. Heavenly Father, be with our guest speaker today. Use him as your tool. Use him that we won't look at the things that he say, the things that he do, that we will only see an image of you when he speaks. Heavenly Father, be with our church, that we will have open hearts each and every day, that we will seek you. This blessing we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.